was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 AM. It is 7:05 on September 18th, and I am one of the safest areas in Reading, and I can't even tell you where I am. Carl and the Bot, good morning. We've got a big show today.
Good morning, and where are you? Can you disclose that?
I can't tell you, because this is where the Salvation Army has got to have their toys. So everything is hidden here, but I am safe because I am surrounded by 9 highway patrol trucks.
Oh.
9 highway patrol trucks and maybe 2 or 3 cars highway patrol, but I can't say where I'm at.
Are they arriving with, in other words, are they there delivering for Santa's big stop?
No, they're here, I believe, having a pastry. So.
Heavily armed.
I kind of stand out here in the parking lot. They're all looking at me. So I'm just kind of like, I'm going to amble back into the hide place I have here for the Salvation Army.
Okay. We're here today just to
kick it off and remind people is that Salvation Army is doing a whole lot of stuff for people and they need some things this year, but we'll talk about that in a little while.
Well, you know, even if it's a single or it's some change or whatever you have, I know that when I'm walking into a store and I hear the bell, I go, oh, I have to put something in the slot. I've got to. So, well, you know, Carl, you're ringing the bell for us on some location. I'm not sure where.
Well, you know what? We will probably give this location out later, but I just can't give it now. But I just want you to know is that even though that it's, you know, and I know you're going to give the weather because I'm standing here, that it's got to be cold, is that I feel well protected and warm on the inside with all the highway patrol.
Well, it is currently 33 degrees. Okay. That's our temperature standing at this moment here, 7:07 on KCNR 1460. We are going to have a mostly sunny day with temperatures reaching to 48 and areas of frost this evening with temperatures getting to 30 degrees. You know, it's funny when we woke up this morning, you said, I think we need to turn the water off. our sprinklers off. Well, probably a good idea.
Time to stop watering because we go out there and then there's these, you know, elk killers having to dive over the frost. She's got like a little ice slide out there. So, you know, pretty soon, we better turn them off.
All right. Well, Carl is on location and we're going to go to one of our favorite segments of the show, and that's our Wells Fargo Market Minute.
And Carl, stay on the line. I'm going to switch over here, so don't hang up on me, Carl. And there we go. There's Josh.
All right. Josh Wiley, what's going on Wall Street?
Well, good morning. The major averages are poised to extend yesterday's advance amid optimism of progress in the fiscal cliff negotiations. Currently, the Dow's up 2 points at 13,236, while the NASDAQ is up 9 at 3,019, and the S&P 500 is up 1 at 1,431. Oil's up 21 cents at $87.41 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.95%. Gold's up 20 cents this morning at $1,698, while silver's up 18 cents at $32.46 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, McDonald's is up 38 cents at $90.29, Home Depot's down 53 cents at $62.82, while Google is down $1.27 at $718.81. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you, Josh. Again, we will have an update at 8:10 and again at 9. Let's go back to Carl, who's on location. I'm not sure where, but he's with all the toys that have been gathered from the Salvation Army, a location undisclosed.
Yeah, you know what? Frankly, I'm a little busy right now playing with this truck. This is a pretty cool truck. Now, the Salvation Army, as you know, gathers so many things for people that are in need and are in need of assistance during this holiday season. And they've got, besides food, they have holiday boxes ready to go, but toys for children who ordinarily would not receive toys. And they're boxed up, they're new. It's something that a family, a mother and father, would put underneath their tree with no hesitation. And, later on this morning, they're gonna have a greeters here from the Chamber of Commerce. But, we've got a lot of things going on too, but I must be getting close to a break.
We are getting close to a break, and we will take a break. When we come back, we're gonna talk about what happened this day in history. It's rather interesting, and cover some more of what's coming down in the moment with you and your undisclosed location out with the Salvation Army and all the cops. That'd be great. Don't worry, we're going to take a break here. KCNR 1460 AM.
Who can help you through the legal challenges of a divorce? Help you avoid mistakes and navigate this difficult process during an emotional time in your life.
I'm Pat Beasley. I'm committed to resolution-oriented family law. I'm here to listen and guide you successfully through the divorce process.
I'm Andreas Mitry. The law offices of Beasley and Mitry offers you the confident guidance of an experienced attorney to keep you from making mistakes. When it comes to issues like child custody, child support, visitation, and division of property, you'll have to live with the outcome for years. So make sure it's done right.
The law office of Beasley and Mitry is ready to help with competent, efficient representation. Call today for a preliminary consultation at 229-0392. That's 229-0392.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors, and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526, that's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Thinking about a new heating and cooling system? Call Alliance. They'll show you how affordable a new system can be. It's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642. Or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460. Oh, you know all those mittens and muffs and scarves and heavy coats you've had in the closet thinking, oh my God, are they moth bitten? Pull them out and check it out. Put it on today, I'm telling you.
I should have done that.
All right, we're throwing it back.
I'm going to set these garden things. I'm going to set these flowers up front on fire and stand there.
give us a description of what's going on right now with you, Carl. We're throwing it on location with Carl. We're not really sure where he is.
This is the funniest part. I'm here by myself. Everybody left. So I'm not sure. I'm not coming back. They went to get coffee. That's what it was.
Oh.
Okay, but, you know, something I want to talk about before we get too far in the show is at 9 o'clock, our special program that we have addressing some of the issues of school safety, of mental health, of emergency plans, all of those things that affected, you know, of course, that huge tragedy, that enormous tragedy Friday back in Connecticut. And now the fact of we want to bring in the people that can address this and help allay the fears. Today in the paper, they talked about security in the schools. And they had an article by Dr. Patty Bay. Well, Dr. Patty Bay, of course, is dear friends of ours and is going to be on the show today. So I'm glad the Record Searchlight put some stuff in there.
Absolutely. Front page, 150 attend Reading Vigil. And it shows, she could be the mommy. She could be a friend. She could be an auntie. But, holding a little girl with a candle that is the age of the children that were slaughtered. And that's the word I would use, were slaughtered. I hate to say that, but, you know, here we are with this reality that we need to work through. And it's very, I'm so grateful to those that are coming forward. We have Chief Paletti. We've got Patty Bay. And I think you've got somebody from the school system.
Robin Braw, who is the way I pronounce it. I may have pronounced it incorrectly, but she works with the security in the schools. When we did this, we wanted to have this panel yesterday on Monday, but, in reality, to pull it together and to get the right people, we did that yesterday. We wanted to get the word out today. The fact is, though, is that people need to know that, there are things going on. There are preparedness plans in our schools that they go over all the time. After talking to, school administrators yesterday, I felt, okay, people understand this. I mean, this is not something that goes, oh my gosh, we have to make a plan. They don't. They've got plans. And this is what we want to talk about. But the big thing we want to talk about also at 9 o'clock is the mental health side of it. Because when it comes right down to it, the money for mental health and throughout America and all the programs, that are out there in the counties have been cut back drastically. And people that are on a low income or middle income, families can't afford $100 an hour. So there could be, that reason plus others, a disassociation. What else can be causing violence like this?
Well, you know, with the Women's Fund forums that they have at the library, they're so fascinating and so informative. And you became a recent member, and I've been a member of the Women's Fund. They did have in this forum when they were talking, there was a psychologist that came on and talked about that. And it's something that really stuck with me, that children before 3 years old are still wiring. They're still wiring their brains. And if you stick them in front of a TV, if you stick them in front of a computer, they're not quite wired. And I think that if we put an accumulation of how our society has changed, when we watch TV, everything is really about having the iPad and the phone, people looking down, clicking with their thumbs, texting while they're driving. These are very much...
Texting while they're on a date.
Their behavioral pattern changes. And, as a society, as a world, actually, and I know that there's times that it is a convenient connection, but it becomes like breathing in and breathing out. Like, if you don't have it, you're not with it. You know, you see the kids wanting, mommy, can I get an iPad that are 6 and 7? Why?
Well, let's talk about our own grandchildren.
Well,
let's talk about them. They've got iPods.
But they have practiced responsibility. Right. It would be like they're very good. The parents are very, they have the sit down table times. They read. They do their, equations. They do all these things so that is a privilege. It's not a right. It's a privilege. So they get these things because they do well. So, and I think when I watch, because, I never have been a parent, so all I can do is watch, is that, I think there's a time and a place for all of these things, but it's also important to allocate responsibly. Hello. Are you there?
I was just listening.
Okay.
I was just waiting. I was waiting.
I'm done.
What time is it?
Good boy. It's time to take a break.
Yeah.
When we come back, we're going to find out more about where Carl is because I'm still confused. Are you? We're going to set you straight here on KCNR 1460 AM. We'll be right back after these messages.
Just like the white wing girl sings a song, sounds like she's singing.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
The British are coming! The British are coming!
That's right, and Semmel Vineyards is bringing the London cabs to the North State. Riding in a British cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call on Semmel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town, to your favorite restaurant, or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London cabs at Ensemble Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit readinghomehelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at readinghomehelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Currently 33 degrees. Did we hear the word burr?
Let's hear the word. I'm out here.
Do not
It's not getting any better. Okay,
Carl,
now here's the reason.
Wait
okay,
a minute.
Be talking.
Promise me you're not going to stick your tongue on a pole. or being over there looking at one of those beautiful fire trucks, you're not going to stick your tongue out. Promise? Okay, Carl's on location. We're not sure where he is and what he's doing.
Okay. It's I'm with the Salvation Army. That's all I can say, is that the location is a secret because they want to make sure that everything they have in there stays there. They've had incidents in the past that people took things. Broken and took things. So they're keeping the location a secret.
So, Carl, the purpose of you being there today is?
Okay, we're here to give, we want to talk to the Salvation Army because one of the things that they do is, of course, is they feed people and they give, besides just toys for the children, they give care packages to families and they give food to families and they are woefully short of turkeys this year. And, they want, you know, they're wanting to make a drive and give some publicity to the fact is that they need turkeys. I think they need like 75 turkeys. So that people will have a Christmas, be able to have a Christmas dinner. People that are down in their luck.
All right. So,
and again, you know what? There's a huge difference between people that are working hard and trying, and they just don't have money, enough money to cover everything. So they have a very, you know, a very sparse, scarce Christmas time. And the Salvation Army is there to help and provide this, you know, the goodies like that for them, or the, you know, the extras, a turkey instead of, maybe sandwiches.
Okay, here's what I think we should pledge, and I'm going to say this right out loud on the air. You know, every year, you know, I've got six nieces and nephews, and, you know, usually we try to figure out something, and I think now it just the aha button came. We will pledge to buy six turkeys, and Casey and R will pledge, and Carl and Linda will pledge, to buy six turkeys and turn those into the Salvation Army. And then that's what my, will go in the name of my nieces and nephews that they paid it forward. We paid it forward. So there you go. We found out what we were going to do.
So we got the first six.
We got the first six. Right. Okay. And we'll do that today.
You know, the other thing we also have going is, of course, is our adopt a family that we adopted last week and that we need help with too for our KCNR. And this is a family. The mother and father work full time, but they lost their jobs in the industries they were in. So they're working in jobs that are, low paying jobs. They're, you know, beginning wages and that they, but they're taking no money from the government. They are getting by on themselves, but this is going to be a tough Christmas. We have two kids, 15 and 17. We already have beautiful baskets. That was delivered by Ruth Angel, but we need some cards, my friends. We need some gift cards, for food, I mean, for gas, for, you know, Target, for, you know, any of these places around here, books, whatever, but we need cards to be delivered down to KCNR.
I wonder if REU does, like.
We need those Fridays. We need to have those Fridays. That way they
gas cards.
What?
Gas cards.
Gas cards, food cards, you know what, they're 15 and 17, so they don't need toys, but there might be, you know, Target, Walmart, any of that where they could get clothes and they can get things for the kids, for the teenagers. But, they're not, you know, they're making it on their own, but it's tough for them right now. So that's why we want to make sure that they're taking, we want to do something extra for them too. So a gift card, $10, $20, you know, anything that you have, bring it down to KCNR 1460.
It's 1326 Market Street,
and put it in an envelope and drop it off. And you know what? It's going to go to a good cause, but we need them by Friday, my friends.
All right, and we're going to deliver it to the family on Friday.
Well, Fargie, who is doing this, one of our guys been listening to us for forever, is the one that's doing this, and he's going to come by Friday at about 11 o'clock to pick it up. So we want to make sure that we have some stuff.
That's cool. Yeah. All right. Well, super. We're going to have to take a break. No, we don't. We've got a couple minutes left. Well, it's currently.
Well, when we come back, I'm going to have the head of the Salvation Army with me. We're going to talk a little bit about what they're doing here.
Okay.
Well, and of course.
Go ahead.
I just said 8 o'clock. We've got Sam Paredes, gun owners in California. Stand by. Here comes the seizure of your personal weapon.
All right. Well, I'm going to do a quick this day in history because we've been waiting for doing that. And are you still on the line, or are we going to catch you after the break?
I'll come back after the break.
Okay,
I'll buzz off for a minute. Okay,
all right. Thanks. We do know it's December 18th. On this day in 1620, I love this history stuff, the British ship Mayflower docked at modern-day Plymouth, Massachusetts, and its passengers prepared to begin their new settlement, Plymouth Colony. Also in Hollywood, director Spielberg was born. Going into World War One, Battle of Verdun, and yay! We're taking a break here. Casey and our 1460, more on the other side.
From the Fox Business Network, Cerberus Capital says it will immediately begin selling its stake in gunmaker Freedom Group after Friday's tragedy at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut. Cerberus acquired firearms maker Bushmaster in 2006 and later merged it with other gun companies to create Freedom Group. Samsung is announcing it will withdraw requests for injunctions against Apple in Germany, the Netherlands, Italy, France, and the UK. This comes after a federal judge yesterday denied Apple's request to ban U.S. sales of Samsung smartphones found to illegally use Apple technology. And Turkey's Pegasus Airlines is placing a firm order for 75 Airbus medium-haul planes worth $7.5 billion. That marks the country's single largest aircraft order. The Turkish carrier is purchasing a combination of Airbus A320 and A321 jets. The deal also includes an option for another purchase of 25 additional aircraft down the road. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Have you ever considered owning gold? Have you considered a gold IRA? Have you called the quote-unquote best dealer to discover high retail commissions and setup and storage fees? Don't waste your money. Call Goldworth. Exclusive limited-time offer. Free setup and storage. Learn how. Request a decision guide. Free. 800-257-GOLD. 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 Visit goldworth.com.
My son's car was painted at Maaco in Redding. He liked the work, but I liked the price.
I took my 2-year-old Chevy to Maaco in Redding. You can't even tell I was in an accident.
Maaco does collision repair?
Sure, they do everything a body shop does and everything they won't do. And the work is great.
No wonder customer satisfaction is so high. Choose Maaco in Redding for paint.
And collision.
Maaco in Redding has been family owned and operated for over 15 years. For a limited time, Maaco's most economical paint service, the Ambassador, is just $299. That's right, $299. Come in today. You don't want to miss this special. Maaco is located at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 226-0992. Whatever your uh-oh, better get Maaco. Call 226-0992. That's Maaco in Reading, 226-0992. Prep body work and large vehicles estimate.
When I think holiday season, I think big. Big gatherings, big gifts, and big decorations. Wouldn't it be nice, though, if this season big meant win big? At North Valley Bank, it can. Beginning November 19th, each time you use your North Valley Bank debit card for purchases, you're automatically entered into a drawing to win great prizes. On December 4th, 5 winners will receive $100 cash. On December 18th, 5 more will get $250 cash. And on January 15th, 5 lucky winners will receive a 37-inch LCD HD TV. The more you use your card, the more chances you have to win. Don't already have a North Valley Bank debit card? No problem. It's easy to order. Just stop in or call any branch location. Start shopping and you might win big this holiday season with North Valley Bank. Member FDIC. No purchase or account required. See official contest rules on our website for more details. Campaign ends January 14th, 2013.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs.
We do them.
Vehicle wraps.
We do them.
If it's a sign,
we do them.
Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Signs is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them that other sign shops can't. We even offer financing for many sign types. Right now, save 50% off any banner. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Good morning. You're listening to KCNR 1460. This is Carl and Linda Bott. Carl's on location. We'll get to him just a moment, but this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Old-fashioned values, because quality doesn't have to cost more. Well, Bob, you've got a testimonial.
I had Alliance. We recently really needed central air in our new home. Well, relatively new home. And of all the people we had come out, Alliance was the very best price value, and they did the work fantastic. We are very happy with the installation. And Martin recommended to us this new, he knows I love high-tech stuff, so he recommended this new fancy thermostat that is probably smarter than I am. But we are very happy. When you allow somebody to invade your home, as it were, workmen, there's always concern, are they going to break stuff, are they going to knock things over, are they going to scare the heck out of your dog? And these guys were absolute professionals. They cleaned up their stuff. It's a professional job, and I recommend them utterly.
Well, that's great.
That's it.
7 days a week.
You know, frankly, Bob, I've been over your home and knocked things over and scared your dog.
All right,
so,
let's give
a
phone call. Let me give you a phone number for him. 221-2642. That's 221-2642. Time to clean out your filters for this cold, cold weather. Let's throw it to Carl. He's on location. We're not sure where, but it's for the Salvation Army. And what's going on?
Well, you know, I am here with First Lieutenant Audra Whipple of the Salvation Army, and she is busily working around here at our secret location. And again, frankly, if I say anything, she said that she would kick me in the leg on my bad leg. So I can't. But we're going to be giving that location out at some time, I'm sure. But we're here really to raise the consciousness of some of the items that the Salvation Army really needs. And so I'm gonna let Lieutenant Whipple tell you all exactly.
Good morning.
We are preparing for distribution. We distribute to our families this week, but we are still 150 turkeys short for distribution. Everything else is ready to go except for those turkeys.
And so today, where are you asking for people to buy turkeys and deliver them to which location?
To our Larkspur location. It's 2691 Larkspur Lane. Our office is open all day, gladly accepting frozen turkeys.
Now, Larkspur, this is where you pick up the buckets and do the bell ringing, correct?
It is. It's where our kettles are hosted out of.
Okay, so that's right off of Cypress in the back, one of those back roads, parallel,
yes.
I mean, runs up to Cypress. There we go.
Yes, behind Kmart.
There we go. Okay, so today you're looking for turkeys. We know there's listeners out there that can make a quick run. You're 150 short. The deadline is, now when are you going to be making the deliveries? Or families come to you, they're looking for food for winter. What do you need? By when?
Really the earliest the better, or the earlier the better. We have distribution starts today, but we're starting with our families that are just receiving toys. And then later on today, we'll start with families that are receiving food boxes and turkeys. We have some to cover today. Tomorrow is when we start to kind of really feel the need.
And do you find that if you look at the numbers this year in 2012 as opposed to last year, are we the same? Are we more? Where are we with the numbers of families that are needing some extra help?
The need is absolutely greater this year. More people are feeling the hurt of the economy. More people are finding themselves barely making ends meet. People who thought that they, you know, would never need our resources are knocking on our door and saying, I just need a little help to get me through the holidays. So we're definitely seeing an increase in need. We're just trying to do the best that we can to meet that need.
Well, great. Well, thank you. And I'm glad we'll put the word out. We've got the word out.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Carl?
Yeah. People are starting to show up here. It's Greeters is going to be here too from the Chamber of Commerce. So people are starting to show up for that. But,
can't you now disclose the location if the Greeters are there?
Nope.
Okay.
It's still secret. And, it's still secret. No, nope, nobody's going to be told.
Okay.
So I'm sorry. And, I'm sure they must have been told, right?
Well, maybe it's a secret for another hour or something.
Maybe. I think it's a secret till this thing is over. So I can't just have such a scoop. If I was working for the paper, I'd probably scoop it out.
Well, what's cool is that you're down.
I'd hide behind the First Amendment.
Well, what's cool is that you're down there, and that was wonderful. We now realize, you know, there is a secret location for all of the toys that will be delivered, as well as the fact that we need turkeys.
We need. You know what? The Salvation Army, who does so much. I mean, as do so many other organizations around here. Wouldn't that be nice if we just had one, you know, like one place that everybody could bring in stuff and then, you know, and then divide it out like that. So we kind of, as we call it, you know, in military jargon, you know, consolidating our forces, you know, maximum of force, that kind of thing, where we just put everything together in one. Anyway, but yes, they need turkeys, my friends, and as I think everybody heard us say how many we were donating, I told them that we're going to be bringing six in, for this week to help, you know, to help families. And we urge people to do that. It's a great cause, and it helps people. As you just heard the Lieutenant Whipple say, is that things are tough this year. They've been tough in this economy, and I don't see it getting any better.
Well,
at least not in the next year.
Well, we got to take a break, and thank you so much. We'll come back to you. Currently 33 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. We know it's a cold morning. If you get a chance, go get your turkey and deliver it to the Salvation Army location on Larkspur. We need your help. The weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, and we'll be right back here on KCNR 1460 AM.
Element's Restaurant inside Wind River Casino offers a fabulous holiday buffet on December 25th from 11:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. Menu includes chef carved prime rib, roast turkey, steamed clams, and roast salmon with an array of trimmings and delicious desserts. Enjoy the holidays and let Element's do the preparing so you can relax and enjoy valued time with family and friends. Adults $18.95, children $7.95. Children under 5 eat free. Reservations preferred. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Play in our weekly slot tournaments at Wind River Casino. The simple slot tournament strategy is to play fast, stay focused, and have fun. Slot tournaments are Wednesdays at noon and Fridays at 6 p.m. Every third Wednesday, $250 is added to the prize pool. Every third Friday, $500 is added to the prize pool. And every fourth Friday, $1,000 is added to the prize pool. Plus $5 free slot play for all and prize drawings. Walk away a winner. For entry fees and details, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Hey, it's Rachel Lane with KCNR 1460 AM, inviting you to join us Sundays at 4 for The Kitchen Sink. It's a show about everything and the kitchen sink. We'll be discussing everything from parenting to science, arts, culture, music, and we'll be highlighting some very important community members right here Sundays at 4 o'clock. Please join us every Sunday, 4 to 5, right here on 1460 AM and KCNR1460.com. It's The Kitchen Sink with me, Rachel Lane, on Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to KCNR 1460. We are here, and Carl is live, but this portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors. So stop by and visit the crew today at Crown Motors, Reading, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, Ram dealership serving Reading and the surrounding areas. Crown Motors Reading carries a selection of used cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit every need. They take pride in their vehicles they sell and strive to succeed in great customer experience and satisfaction. Stop by, give them a visit, 555 Cypress Avenue in Reading, or call 223-2177. Before you try to buy out of state, stop by Crown Motors. We're going to throw it to Carl now, who's live out on location. What's going on?
Okay, well, people from Greeters are starting to show up, and I'm waiting for the other Lieutenant Whipple, the male side of the family, to show up and get a few words from him. But I want to remind everybody is that at 9 o'clock today, we have a special program. We preempted, the first hour of Dennis Miller so we can have the special on the tragedy in Connecticut and the effect on people here in Reading and the North State. In the sense that we have Dr. Patricia Bay, author, a psychologist, well known for her acumen. We're having Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti, and we're having Robin Bronze from the office, Shasta County Office of Education. We're going to be talking emergency action plans. We're going to be talking security in schools and security preparedness, emergency preparedness in the schools, and then, of course, mental health, which, you know, when it gets right down to it, is that's what we're talking about, is availability of mental health facilities for people. The we talked about the football player that killed his pregnant girlfriend. Everybody talking, you know, and they say, oh, my gosh, you know, violence in football, it's guns. Well, when it gets right down to it, as Casey Gwynn said, and also Michael Burke from our own Shasta County Family Justice Center, he had a long string of domestic violence incidents, the shooter did, and not once was he held accountable for it. If he had been held accountable for it, the chances of him having a weapon would have been nil, zero, because he couldn't have, you know, they're just not allowed to have that, the background checks, anything like that. So we've got to take a look at how we're handling people with problems, first of all, and that's going to be part of it. And then, you know, how do you address this to kids? How do you address this when something, a tragedy like this happens? And Patty Bay is probably the person we want to talk to about that.
Well, interesting. We had a couple, of course, we had people stop in the station after the show yesterday, and I won't mention any names, but we were talking about people who have either grandchildren or children that are of this age. I think it's really been this national or world mourning period. So people do need to talk about it, and then they talk about how they have how they've chosen to speak to their children or not to speak, and then sometimes not speaking. Kids are really smart. We don't realize what they really pick up, and it's like, okay, well, now's my time to explain it. What's happened in my way of talking to my child.
Yeah, you've got to take, it's like, you know, okay, let's face it, it's like sex education. It's like anything. You need to hear it from mom and dad. You need to hear their, you know, their thoughts on it before they hear it from school or from other people that you, real frankly, you know, don't have the information or have the correct information. You know, the other thing is even though we had it set for, last week, Sam Paredes from the Gun Owners of California is going to be on at 8 o'clock today. And already on the front page of the paper today, articles about confiscating weapons, you know, and all these things that had happened after a tragedy like this. Yeah, let's just take the weapons away. Well, you know, that in itself is not the answer. The answer is to enforce the gun laws.
Well,
but we'll be talking about
yes, later. There will be a lot that we're going to be covering on many of those things. And you know, Patty Bay, I'm trying to get a hold of our webmaster. This is by the time we get on the show this morning. You know, someone near and dear to her was a young child who felt the need to take each one of the fallen victims and draw an angel. And Patty will talk about this, I'm sure, in the show, that on her Facebook, this child would not go to sleep until Patty scanned every single picture that she drew. And I mean, they are colored. They're each name, the correct spelling of the name. There was a lot of thought into each victim. And then she made her scan them because she said, Mommy, they're sad. They need their angels. And I think that that is amazing. During tragedies like these, there are things that happen with the human spirit. The better side of mankind seems to come to the surface on many levels. So that, well, we'll be talking more about that too. Anyway, we're going to have to take a break. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, your place for coffee, tea.
I did one of those today.
Yeah, wine, and of course the most beautiful walk-in humidor in all of the North State. All of your gift needs, go inside and see the Tobacco and Brew Cuties Espresso Joes. It's really yummy. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back. We're going to go live again with Carl, who's at an undisclosed location, but I'm sure we may hear about that in the next hour. We've got a lot in store for you here in the next 2 hours on KCNR 1460 AM.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
The machine you ride tells everyone who you are. Ready to make a statement? The change? Then take the time to visit Redding Harley-Davidson right off I-5 at 1268 Twinview Boulevard. Take a test drive that can change your life forever. Redding Harley-Davidson has been serving the North State since 1977 and carries a full range of Harley-Davidson accessories, service items, and collectibles, and has everything the new or experienced biker needs. Financing your new lifestyle is also available as low as 3.99% OAC. Redding Harley-Davidson also has a full-service facility and professional experienced and friendly technicians ready to help you. Find out what's over the hill around the next corner while riding a Harley today. Living the dream is only a short ride away. That's 1268 Twinview off of I-5, or visit their website at readingharleydavidson.com. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 o'clock till 5:30. Tired of drifting through life? Then visit Redding Harley-Davidson and experience the ride. Live the dream.
This holiday season, you may notice a change in mom or dad. Not taking medication, not eating, the refrigerator is bare, or not paying bills. They may need a little extra help. This is Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. We can provide experienced screen caregivers from just a few hours a week up to 24/7. Help with light housekeeping, meal preparation, transportation assistance, running errands, personal care, even Alzheimer's and dementia care. If you need some help or advice, please give me a call. Senior Helpers, care and compassion at a moment's notice.
Oh, I love this. Wait. Does it go? Wait. There we go. Oh, I need to hear that. Ow! Carl needs
to hear that too.
Yeah, you need to kick your leg up in the air. Maybe move around a little bit.
My legs aren't kicking in the air right now.
I'm visualizing that without much
you
success.
You don't know where I'm at. Yeah. And I can't tell you. We're not telling anybody. You know what? You're not going to know where I'm at. They're keeping it a secret.
All right. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster. Jeff at Crackmaster. You know, I love this guy. He's an honest, honest guy. You take your chip, your crack, and your windshield over to him and say, Jeff, can you do the job? He'll look at it. He'll give you an honest, yes, I can do it. You can do it up to 24 inches. Go see Jeff. Tell him you heard it here on KCNR 1460. I love to be able to have business owners shop local, stay local, and give your business to somebody who can really help you.
I have Lieutenant Dan with me.
Lieutenant Dan, okay.
I have Lieutenant Dan with me, Lieutenant Dan Whipple of the Salvation Army. We just talked to his wife. But, you know, and I asked his wife, who's in charge? And she said, well, he's senior to me. I said, yeah, but who's really in charge? And you know what she said?
What?
Lieutenant Dan. He didn't know either. He just heard for the first time. But you know what? I don't believe her. You know, and you know what? Neither does he. Okay, Lieutenant Dan's going to come on. He's going to talk about the number of people that they've helped this year and, you know, the fact that, you know, well, he'll talk to you.
Okay. All right. Sure. Lieutenant Dan, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you so much.
All right. So what's happening with you all down at the undisclosed location for the toys and Salvation Army? What's your message today?
Sure. You know what? We are today we're starting off our distribution for all the families we help for Christmas. And I say we, but that we is not a we Salvation Army. That we is the community of Reading. And all the gifts that have been donated and the food that's been donated and the turkeys that we still have a need for turkeys, an extreme need for turkeys. With all that the community has done, that is what we're doing today. We're starting our distribution to those families who have applied and who are in need this season.
Okay, well, and so what's happening with you? What are you doing at this present moment besides talking to us on the radio?
Sure. In the next few hours, we'll start our distribution. This year, we're helping about 400 families with food and toys. It ends up being about 2,200 kids will receive a Christmas present or a toy that they wouldn't have otherwise received. Every one of these 400 families will receive a food basket with a turkey involved, so they might have a Christmas dinner that they wouldn't normally have. So this morning we're getting prepared and getting warmed up, and we're kind of opening the doors to some of the community leaders so they can come in and see where that donation has gone. We like to be transparent for people to see where their donation is going.
Okay, so question is that why is Carl saying it's a secret location?
I'm sorry?
Why is Carl saying where you are right now is a secret location?
You know, unfortunately, a few years ago, we had someone break in and steal all the toys. I mean, there's nothing worse than a Christmas Grinch to take toys that especially were donated to underprivileged kids. So we don't publicize our address, unfortunately, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. And again, for the call out, we will tell our listeners and share with our listeners one more time the Salvation Army assured 150 turkeys for the Salvation, for the families that they help out through the Christmas and, season. Over 2,000 children are going to receive toys that have been donated, heavily guarded right now. Heavily guarded, yeah. From what I understand, that there are all kinds of fire engines and cop cars out there. Are they still there?
You know what? They just took off. So I guess they went off to work and hit the trail. So they're gone.
They're gone.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for being with us, Lieutenant Dan.
Thank you so much.
Carl.
Yes.
Yes. Well,
you're doing a great job here. You know what? And I'm going to be heading back here. Head back to the studios.
All right, good. Then we can talk with Sam Paredes, and then we're looking forward to that. And I want to do a shout-out to Bob Belongi. We didn't say good morning to him because usually you do a big...
It's a bit frantic. But yeah,
it's
you know.
A bit frantic. But,
hey, Bob, if I thought you could handle it,
yeah.
Would you be there?
No. I
left my
that.
Wife in your hands.
We've got about a minute left, Carl. Again, temperatures.
That's how rumors get started.
33 here. Degrees in the downtown studios. We're going to have a mostly sunny day with temperatures around 48 degrees. Areas of frost tonight with temperatures of 30 degrees. The weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Closing thoughts for this last minute. I know, Carl, it'll take you just a few minutes to get back here. Do you want to say something?
Yeah. Okay, I just say is here's a good opportunity to help people in this town. You heard how many people they help. At the Salvation Army. They need turkeys, my friends. They
All
need
right.
turkeys. We're paying it forward. And stand by for Sam Paredes. When we come back, it's going to be a little fireworks.
All right. You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
And a quick reminder that at 9 o'clock, our special coverage with local officials and representatives about the tragedy that took place in Connecticut. That's 9 o'clock here on KCNR.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. It's better than sitting home watching the news. That's what one student says. Going back to school in Newtown, Connecticut, though Sandy Hook Elementary remains a crime scene amid more funerals. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley live in Newtown.
A funeral just being held here for James Mattioli. Another in an hour for Jessica Ricos. Both at the St. Rose of Lima Catholic Church. The furniture and classroom materials from Sandy Hook are being transferred to a school in nearby Monroe that was shut down and will now reopen soon for those students. At Newtown High School, the principal sent an email saying it's time to start the healing. Grief counselors and police are both on hand for students. Dave?
Courtney, four people were found dead this morning in a home in Colorado, and police say a 911 dispatcher heard two of the deaths. A woman who called for help,
hollering no, 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 followed by gunfire. A male caller then got on the phone and said that he was going to kill himself. At that time, the dispatcher then heard another gunshot.
Now, Dick's Sporting Goods is suspending modern rifle sales in its stores across the country, removing all guns from display at its location closest to Newtown. The talks continue to avert the fiscal cliff, but Republicans are going a step further.
We're going to also move Plan B.
Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern is live in Washington.
Even with progress between House Republicans and the White House, there's no fiscal cliff deal now 2 weeks before automatic tax hikes.
So I believe it's important that we protect as many American taxpayers as we can.
House Speaker John Boehner says this week the House could vote on a fiscal cliff Plan B that would let tax rates go up on incomes topping $1 million.
I continue to have hope that we can reach a broader agreement with the White House.
The backup plan would not do anything to cancel automatic spending cuts scheduled for next year. Dave.
And Jared, we're just hearing from the Democratic Senate leader Harry Reid. He says the House Plan B could not pass the Senate. On Wall Street, the Dow's up 60. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
At Sam's Club, get more cheer for your holidays, all for less than you thought possible. Find the gifts on everyone's list from brands like Samsung, Eddie Bauer, and Keurig, and serve up the finest flavors of the season with Sam's Club gourmet appetizers, premium meats, and Cheesecake Factory desserts, all at exceptional values. Not a member yet? Join Sam's Club and get more cheer for less. Life is better when you're in the club. Sam's Club. Join and save. See club for details.
If you needed a brain transplant, would you go to the second best brain surgeon? No, you'd go with number one. Well, it's exactly the same with printer ink. Yeah, sort of. See, Staples is the number one ink retailer in America. And right now, get a $15 iTunes gift card instantly when you spend $75 or more on ink at Staples. It's a no-brainer. Staples. That was easy.
In-store only. Ends 12/24/12. Gift cards not returnable. Returned ink refund amount reduced by gift card value. Excludes Epson inks. Subject to availability while supplies last. No rain checks. Limit to Apple not participating in or sponsoring promotion.
There's a renewed debate over gun control now. Democrats pushing for stricter laws. Some Republicans call it a knee-jerk reaction. In Washington, a protest outside National Rifle Association headquarters, but the NRA has been silent since the massacre. Its Facebook page disabled. A journalist in Syria got a lot closer to the story than he wanted. Richard Engel kidnapped and held hostage for days.
This video leaked online allegedly shows correspondent Richard Engel and other NBC crew members reading a script prepared by the kidnappers.
My name is Richard Engel. I'm a correspondent for NBC News, and I'd like to urge the United States government to do what it can to secure our release.
More than a dozen heavily armed gunmen kidnapped them. They were blindfolded and tied up before they escaped unharmed during a firefight between their captors and anti-regime rebels. Engel says he believes his captors were Shiite militiamen known as the Shabir. They're loyal to President Assad. He says his kidnappers wanted to exchange them for Shabir members held by the rebels. In Jerusalem, Emily Wither, Fox News Radio.
Iraq's president has suffered a stroke. Jalal Talabani said to be stable, but his condition adds to Iraq's political instability. In Chicago,
mystery solved. The mystery surrounding Indiana Jones at the University of Chicago. It started with a package addressed to Henry Walton Jones Jr., the fictional Indiana Jones, whose make-believe bio includes the school. It's the diary of Abner Ravenwood, a recreation of it, and it's his tale of the Ark that sets in motion the Raiders of the Lost Ark. The diary was in a larger package that came from Guam, where an eBay seller whose bailiwick is replicating Indiana Jones props was sending it to the highest bidder who lives in Italy. The diary addressed to Indy at UFC fell out of the larger package. The post office didn't realize it and sent it on to Chicago. The eBay seller has told the university they can keep the diary. Bill Vitka, Fox News Radio.
In the NFL, the New York Jets are out of playoff contention, losing last night to the Tennessee Titans. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Carl is heading back. He will be, he was live on location down at an undisclosed location where they're holding the toys before Santa's pick up to deliver. We also know that, the Salvation Army is looking there about 150 turkeys, short. They need by Friday. So we, have pledged 6 turkeys here. From KCNR, we hope that you do too and pay that forward. Currently 32 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. It's mostly sunny day with temperatures around 48. Areas of frost tonight with 30 degrees. Looking tomorrow, Wednesday, with a high of 44, a low of 32. And the weather is always brought to you by Insalmo Vineyards. Let's go to our Wells Fargo Minute right now with our Josh Wiley at the helm. What's going on?
Well, good morning. Markets have moved higher in this first hour and a half of trading. Currently, the Dow's up 60 points at 13,295, while the Nasdaq's up 24 at 3,035, and the S&P 500's up 9 at 1,439. Oil's up 57 cents at $87.77 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.97%. Gold's down $4.70 this morning at $1,693, while silver's up 2 pennies at $32.29 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Kimberly-Clark's down 18 cents at $85.34. Bank of America is up 21 pennies at $11.20, while Merck is up 17 cents at $43.81. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Josh, great. I always love Josh. You know what? We've been watching the games, and I always think, Josh, I tell him every time, Josh, sounds like he'd be a great sports announcer. And, you know, it's really funny because I've really been getting more into watching the football. Loved Sunday night's game. Oh. The 49ers just really just kind of rocked it for me. Okay, moving into another subject where there's a lot of darkness and lightness, because it digs into the heart of our spirit and makes us try to, I don't know, figure out what we can do in order to, in the wake of this tragedy, try to be, I don't know, to help those around us. Well, last night, 150 attended the Reading Vigil. From the Sandy Hook shooting. And this morning at 9 o'clock, we have a panel of experts. We are going to take an hour off the Dennis Miller program this morning where we will be live. There will be questions and answers and, you know, an insight to many things that maybe we're all pondering. Why did this happen? What do we need to do to make these changes? Carl's just come back. He's live in the studio. And are you getting warm now, bud?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a it was cold out there.
Let me feel your hands.
But it's not too bad because, yeah, I had them, you know, on the heater on the way back. But
well,
it's chilly out there.
Thank you to all the people and the greeters and the cops and the, you know, fire, you know, the people from the fire department and also all the people from the Salvation Army, those who come forward to help those in need.
You know what? That's true. And, you know, sometimes we forget that our first responders are out there. And to a tragedy like this that happened Friday, where they have to be. But we're going to have Sam Peretta should be calling in here this morning, and we'll be talking to him.
about maybe some upcoming restrictions on the Second Amendment and your right to have a weapon. And unfortunately, it, you know, these tragedies lead to, and I can only characterize them as a knee-jerk reaction.
Well, something you couldn't hear, but we ran from the news a snippet or a clip that has the sound of, you know, the mob and the protesters out in front of NRA.
People
have to put their anger and their frustration someplace.
Well, that's absolutely true. But you know, you need to take and put your anger and frustration where it should be at. If people that should not have weapons, but do have weapons because they're not supposed to, they weren't legally supposed to have them. One of the things, and we need to talk about this when we come back, but the editorial that Bruce Ross wrote today was right on. And I want to talk about that when we come back. But, you know, we've also, like I said, hopefully we can get Sam Paredes in here. So we'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
On the first part of the journey, I was looking at all the life. There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There were sands and hills.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Who can help you through the legal challenges of a divorce? Help you avoid mistakes and navigate this difficult process during an emotional time in your life?
I'm Pat Beasley. I'm committed to resolution-oriented family law. I'm here to listen and guide you successfully through the divorce process.
I'm Andreas Mitri. The law offices of Beasley and Mitri offers you the confident guidance of an experienced attorney to keep you from making mistakes. When it comes to issues like child custody, child support, visitation, and division of property, you'll have to live with the outcome for years. So make sure it's done right.
The law office of Beasley and Mitri is ready to help with competent, efficient representation. Call today for a preliminary consultation at 229-0392. That's 229-0392.
Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Who's calling, please?
Austin Towns. Danger's my middle name.
Here at Alliance, there's not any danger in having an Energy Star high-efficiency heating and cooling system installed by our trained technicians.
Yeah, baby!
And an Energy Star heating and cooling system can help save on your energy costs, too.
Yay, capitalism!
Just call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642 in Reading, or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Everybody calls us...
The machine you ride tells everyone who you are. Ready to make a statement? The change? Then take the time to visit Redding Harley-Davidson right off I-5 at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Take a test drive that can change your life forever. Redding Harley-Davidson has been serving the North State since 1977 and carries a full range of Harley-Davidson accessories, service items, and collectibles, and has everything the new or experienced biker needs. Financing your new lifestyle is also available as low as 3.99% OAC. Redding Harley-Davidson also has a full-service facility and professional experienced and friendly technicians ready to help you. Find out what's over the hill around the next corner while riding a Harley today. Living the dream is only a short ride away. That's 1268 Twin View off of I-5 or visit their website at readingharleydavidson.com. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 o'clock till 5:30. Tired of drifting through life? Then visit Redding Harley-Davidson and experience the ride. Live the dream. Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott.
It's 8:15 in the morning on December the 18th. Seven more shopping days till Christmas. You say seven. How could it be seven? Because early in the morning, Bad Bob's going to be out crawling through the stores trying to find something for baby Brenda. So, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. It's a day to hit the coffee because it is cold out there. And they'll give you the coffee that you could, any possible cup of coffee that you could possibly want for a great price. And, of course, they meet or beat any tobacco prices in town. Veterans get discounts, and they do so much for our community. They are out there donating so much to our community to make people, so people can have a Christmas. That's Joe and Shelley down there at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay. Sam Paredes, Gun Owners of California, the CEO of Gun Owners of California. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, Carl?
Well, you know what, Sam? This was. I asked you last week to come on before any of this had happened, mm-hmm. I'm glad we're having you on today. We're having a panel right after this show. We're preempting everything else behind us for an hour, and we're having a psychologist on, the chief of police, and a member of the. Of the Shasta County Office of Education. We're going to be talking emergency plans, security plans in school, but also mental health and, you know, what to tell your kids. How do you address this to your kids?
Finally, somebody's going to do something useful and try to figure out how do you deal with troubled people as opposed to going after guns, which affect, law-abiding citizens who are not the problem in our communities. Carl, you know that after this incident that if Americans don't realize that evil walks amongst us and we have to fight it and do everything we can, but not by disabling law-abiding citizens, not by enabling them to protect themselves and defend themselves, preventing them from being the stopgap to fight this evil that raises its ugly head in our communities. I applaud you. That sounds like a good panel.
Well, you know what? We wanted to. It was something I think the our people need to hear is that. And with the fact is I think the people we've put together here can answer a lot of questions in the community and do that. But Bruce Ross from the Record Searchlight, he said gun control starts at home. And what essentially he's talking about in his editorial is keeping the weapons safe and out of the hands of children and those that could harm, you know, other people. In other words, a thief that comes in. Are your weapons locked up? Do they have locks on them if you have kids? I mean, there's nobody, I believe, that argues about that.
It's certainly not the millions upon millions of responsible gun owners throughout America.
No.
And here in California do not argue about that.
No.
We all keep our firearms safe. The vast majority of us keep them, unfortunately, so safe that it makes it even difficult for us to get when we need them, when we might need them. But still, we take that measure of responsibility. It truly is a rare occasion when an accident happens because somebody was careless with the storage of a gun. It pales in comparison to, you know, people having accidents with automobiles or
drunk driving,
drowning in pools or anything like that.
No, absolutely, and I'm not, you know, that's absolutely true, and that's what people need to understand. When I say you're keeping your guns under control, that's what I mean. That doesn't mean, I worry more about thefts because, you know, we have no children in our home.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, to be able to protect your home and your loved ones, you need to be able to have a firearm available. And,
yes.
And if it's locked in a safe across the house, you know, bolted to the floor so bad guys can't get into it, doesn't do you a lot of good.
Yeah. No, so. you're absolutely correct. Each of us as individuals have to make that decision as to what level of safety will protect those within our homes, protect us from burglars and robbers, and yet provide us the level of safety that they provide, or an opportunity to defend ourselves, that we need them for. So, you know, Carl, you're pointing out the fact that the vast majority of law-abiding people in America are reasonable and sensible. And
absolutely.
That's just the way it is.
Well, you know, we're going to take a break here, Sam. When we come back, I want to talk about, you know, the fact is the attacks have started.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's, you know, that taking weapons off shelves, taking weapons away from people, that, you know, this is going to prevent tragedies like this. And, you know, the fact is, you know, the vast majority of the people up here in the North State, see this as a horrible tragedy, but they see it as one person. And then the questions are, is gun-free zones?
Mm-hmm.
Is if somebody knows that, you know, if the teachers and or people in the school are not allowed to carry that, you know, that then they can no longer defend their children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but these are all things I want to talk about when we get back in. And I know you've been, you know, I know you've been following the proposals by our politicians in Sacramento. Okay. All right. Sam Paredes, Gun Owners of California. Are you president? Is it president or are you the
executive director?
Executive director.
You're
of the
giving
Gun
me
Owners.
A promotion. I appreciate it, but it's not there.
Well, you deserve it, Sam. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. That's right, and Semel Vineyards is bringing the London cabs to the North State. Riding in a British cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call on Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town to your favorite restaurant or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London cabs at Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137.
When I think holiday season, I think big. Big gatherings, big gifts, and big decorations. Wouldn't it be nice, though, if this season big meant win big? At North Valley Bank, it can. Beginning November 19th, each time you use your North Valley Bank debit card for purchases, you're automatically entered into a drawing to win great prizes. On December 4th, five winners will receive $100 cash. On December 18th, five more will get $250 cash. And on January 15th, five lucky winners will receive a 37-inch LCD HD TV. The more you use your card, the more chances you have to win. Don't already have a North Valley Bank debit card? No problem. It's easy to order. Just stop in or call any branch location. Start shopping and you might win big this holiday season with North Valley Bank. Member FDIC. No purchase or account required. See official contest rules on our website for more details. Campaign ends January 14th, 2013.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love our in-store deli with our no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Bakery fresh bread and, of course, our organic produce washed in our purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years. Family-owned and operated for three generations. Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them that other sign shops can't. We even offer finance for many sign types. Right now, save 50% off any banner. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Welcome back. KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers, serving Shasta County seniors since 2004. The people, the caregivers at Home Helpers provide assistance including transport, light housekeeping, cooking, laundry, medication reminders, and personal care. All are background checked, drug and OMV screened, bonded, and insured. Do you need home helpers? Well, why don't you call Sharon at 530-226-8350. That's 226-8350. And she will provide a complimentary in-home assessment. That's home helpers. Our guest, Sam Paredes, the executive director of Gun Owners of California. Front page news today. The fact that the legislators are promise action, call for security and gun control. I don't know if you saw that article.
I have not yet, but I will as soon as I get to the office.
Dianne Feinstein announced federal legislation that would ban new assault weapons, as well as big clips, drums, and strips of more than 10 bullets. State Senator Leland Yee said he will introduce a bill to close what he calls a loophole in the state ban on assault weapons. And is considering changes to state gun laws and everything from background checks to storage regulations. And Ted Lieu announced plans to reintroduce legislation aimed at requiring schools to be better prepared for emergency situations such as gunmen on the loose. One of those, the last one. Let's take a look at securing zones of safety in our schools.
Yeah, we can expect that first of all, Carl, before I go on, I need to say that as a father of three and soon to be a new grandfather, my heart goes out to the people and the families in Connecticut and the unimaginable pain that they are going through this Christmas time with this horror. So we chose to be respectful and to not talk about the politics of this until, some of the until the professionals did a little bit of work and found out what the heck was going on so that we can talk intelligently. Well, these legislators are obviously not taking into account what happened there and are coming out and dusting off whatever gun control plan they had on the shelf and throwing it out as if it's going to have any sort of an impact. All of the gun laws that are being proposed now, either federally or here in California, none of them would have prevented this in any way, shape, or form. So, they're saying, oh, we're going to fix this gun problem by passing these automobile laws or, water clarity laws. I mean, it has nothing to do with this situation. The panel that you're going to have has far more to do with dealing with this situation than with the laws that are being proposed by Dianne Feinstein. And that bill that she is sponsoring has over 100 exemptions, does not do anything about all of the existing millions of so-called assault weapons in private possession throughout America. And I am very confident that we will be able to defeat that in Congress. Here in California, different story. The loonies are in charge of the crazy house, and they are going to run absolutely wild down the halls, running, the sky is falling, we need more gun control. They have the power, they have the numbers, and it's going to be ugly.
Well, the thing is that giving thumbprints for when you buy a box of 22 ammunition, all this, those are things just to slow people down. And I realize it's to taking control. What they could do now is literally take weapons that you own out of your hands. The thing about it is, this tragedy, and I'm glad, we talked about it yesterday, and that we couldn't even look at it over the weekend. Linda and I have, grandchildren that Mike is six. I mean, he's just in that age group. And Ashlyn being 10. I mean, this is not something that we take lightly. On the other hand, I remember in the Obama administration, Rahm Emanuel said, never let a crisis go to waste.
Yes.
And, as cold as that may sound, I just would hope is that there is, there's the checks and balances we have in Congress, with the House of Representatives.
Right.
But
right.
Here.
And thankfully we have a majority there that believe in the sanctity of the Second Amendment. They understand, Carl, that if all of these things that Dianne Feinstein and Leland Yee, all of the anti-gun legislators, if they are successful in making it either more difficult or impossible for law-abiding citizens to purchase firearms of all types, ARs, handguns, shotguns, whatever, if they make it more difficult, they are going to create more victims, more target-rich environments for evil to exact the murderous schemes that they come up with. Carl, in California, 200,000 to 300,000 times a year, law-abiding citizens use guns to successfully defend themselves. If they didn't have guns, you would have to take that 300,000 people per year out of the column of alive and safe and put them into the victims of murderous crime category. You want to see the death numbers rise, you go ahead and take away the guns from the law-abiding citizens, and they will be victims, because nothing you do will prevent criminals and insanely evil people from getting whatever they want. In 1928, when one crazy person couldn't use a gun, he used dynamite to blow up a school.
Yeah, in the Bath incident.
Yep.
I tell you what, we've got to take a break for our news. We have people on the line that want to ask some questions. Our guest, Sam Paredes, the executive director of California, or Gun Owners of California. We'll be back right after these the news and the messages.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. A plan B in case there's no deal on avoiding that fiscal cliff. House Speaker John Boehner proposes a bill allowing tax hikes just on incomes more than a million.
Every income tax filer in America is going to pay higher rates come January the 1st unless Congress acts.
The top Senate Democrat, Harry Reid, though, already says that plan can't pass, so keep working toward a comprehensive deficit deal. An apparent murder-suicide in Weld County, Colorado. A woman calls 911 to report a shooting.
Our dispatcher then heard the female party hollering, no, 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 followed by gunfire.
Sheriff spokesman Tim Schwartz says a man grabbed the phone, said he was going to kill himself, and another gunshot's heard. Two men and two women's bodies were found in that house. Two more children's funerals today in Newtown, Connecticut, where 20 kids died in Friday's elementary school shooting. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Haven Humane Society offers these holiday tips to keep your animals safe. Holly, mistletoe, and poinsettias can be toxic if eaten. Holiday lights mean more electrical cords strung around your home, so be sure they're in good condition. Make sure your tree is properly secured to prevent pets from knocking it over. And remember, tinsel, yarn, and ribbon can be detrimental to pets. For more details, call 241-1653 and listen to Pet Talk with Haven Humane on Free Fire Radio, 8 to 9, on the fourth Thursday of each month here on AM 1460, KCNR.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Play High Stakes Bingo at Wind River Casino.
High Stakes Bingo.
Don't miss Bingo's Farewell to 2012 Marathon and drawing on Sunday, December 30th. Free breakfast buffet included. Over $40,000 will go.
40 grand.
20 games pay $2,012. Plus, 20 lucky winners will be selected to share over $4,000 in cash.
A couple grand in your hand.
For details, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or log on to windriver.com and check out our bingo calendar.
Bingo calendar subject to change.
It's better on the river.
It's better on the river.
A great meal is always a good idea. And where better to grab a bite than Elements Restaurant? While you heat things up on the casino floor, we're heating things up in the kitchen. Elements is the place to take a break and recharge. Enjoy a friendly atmosphere and happy people, perfect for the whole family. Ask about our nightly dinner specials. All-you-can-eat breakfast buffet, only $7.77 with your River Club card. Elements Restaurant, only at Wind River Casino. For more information, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. Or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0BA5106.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. 8:35 in the morning, December the 18th. It's 32 degrees out there. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop on Athens Avenue. Discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans. Great haircuts, great prices, man's last stronghold. What else needs to be said? Our guest, Sam Paredes, Executive Director of Gun Owners of California. Good morning, Sam. Welcome back.
Good morning, Carl.
We have a caller on the line. Henry, thank you for waiting. Hello, Henry. Thank you for waiting. You're live on KCNR with Sam Paredes.
Yes, I'd like to compliment that gentleman you have on the telephone, telling him to keep up the good work. But that being said, you know, Carl, I've lived almost half my life in a country with the most stringent gun control that you can possibly have, Mexico. And unfortunately, there's been more people, women and children, killed in Mexico by the cartel. But incidentally, the United States government sent them the guns that we have ever had killed up here by screwballs.
Well, you know,
and
that's
if
true.
You want an example of gun control out of control, take a look at Mexico. Those people down there can't defend themselves.
In fact, we have a Marine in jail right now down there who had an antique rifle with him. When he inadvertently went across the border because, and believing that, it was okay. I mean, it was, and when they caught him with it, they put him in jail. And Sam may know more about that than I do.
That got caught going into Mexico with one .22 shell.
Yeah.
And it took him 2 years to get out of jail.
Well, it's, you know, it is very stringent.
The bad guys have the guns.
Well, you know, Henry, that's a real important point, and that's one of the things that we talked about is that, you know, I can be a law-abiding citizen. You say, well, look, we want your weapons. We want to take your weapons away from you, or we're not going to let you buy weapons. But you know what? You know, Carl, the criminal, says, I don't care. Guess what?
No, they got them anyway.
You know what? If I don't have one, I'm going to go steal one, or I'm going to go into another state and get one. And so, I mean, it makes no difference to me because I'm the criminal. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so anyway. Okay, Henry.
Yeah, thanks
a lot.
You
bet.
Thanks, Henry. You know, Sam, I'm curious, one of the headlines today that's making the headlines is about this gentleman who is an American citizen that supposedly had an heirloom or a firearm that he was carrying from California to Mexico. So, well, you know, sensational news. He's been chained to a bed in the Mexican prisons. And is there a way for your organization to be able to come to the call? I know that they are pleading to the American government to say he's not a gun runner. We are having issues here. What can you do to help us? Do you know about this case?
We do know, starting to learn more about this case. American hero, a veteran, Marine, did far more than what people know. He checked ahead of time to make sure that gun was legal for him to transport through Mexico on his way to Costa Rica, where he was going to decompress from his war experience. And it was his father's or his grandfather's firearm that was an antique. He spoke with the American Border Patrol people and customs people. They said, yes, this specific firearm is legal for you to go as long as you declare it at the border. He followed all of the American rules, all of the Mexican rules, and yet they chose to arrest this guy. And our national organization is going to ask the federal government to come to his aid. Here are some of the problems that we have with this, though. The Mexican government is using every opportunity it can to slap the American government because of Fast and Furious. If you understand that they did Fast and Furious without letting the Mexican government know. So we had a covert, on-the-ground, black coat operation in Mexico, and we didn't inform them, and they are ticked off. And they are doing everything they can to make our government and our country look terrible. And I think that this case with this Marine is exactly that. And I wouldn't be surprised if the Mexican government says, well, you know, okay, we'll trade you this Marine for Eric Holder or the border, the BATF people who ran Fast and Furious in our country. So it is a horrible thing. And all of us as Americans have to call our congressman and tell him this is unacceptable. We have to do everything we can, including cut off diplomatic ties with Mexico, if that's what it takes to get this Marine back.
Well, I think that's, you know, very timely, in the fact that, you know, so many people, it's as you can see with the recent tragedies, it's an ugly time, and for many people who are, their nerves are raw when anything that has to do with guns, and it's a shame to think that somebody who is a national hero and served our country is being used as a, you know, kind of like a scapegoat, if you will, or a, you know, like a...
A political football.
There you go. Well, anyway, can you hold again? We have to take a break. We've got calls. We've got emails. We've got texts.
Absolutely.
Got all kinds of questions coming in. And our guest is Sam Perez, is going to be talking to us again more about gun laws and gun controls and controlling guns. Excuse me. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460 AM.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Can you smell it? That sweet, rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is Smoked, the best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here in a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50? All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on Airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked. Ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
My son's car was painted at Maaco in Redding. He liked the work, but I liked the price.
I took my 2-year-old Chevy to Maaco in Redding. You can't even tell I was in an accident.
Maaco does collision repair?
Sure, they do everything a body shop does and everything they won't do. And the work is great.
No wonder customer satisfaction is so high. Choose Maaco in Redding for paint.
And collision.
Maaco in Redding has been family owned and operated for over 15 years. For a limited time, Maaco's most economical paint service, the Ambassador, is just $299. That's right, $299. Come in today. You don't want to miss this special. Maaco is located at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 226-0992. Whatever your uh-oh, better get Maaco. Call 226-0992. That's Maaco in Redding, 226-0992. Fret Body Work and Large Vehicles Estimate.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. We are not a multitasking group here. 8:44 in the morning. Let me do this one other thing.
Okay, do it.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Harley Davidson. Experience the ride, live the dream. Get there at 1268 Twinview Boulevard. Get something before Christmas. It is a Harley Davidson motorcycle. What can I say? Open from Tuesday to Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Experience the ride, live the dream.
Our guest on the phone today, so happy to have you, this is the Executive Director of Gun Owners of America. We know how many people have questions and so many feelings here. Sam Paredes, welcome back. Gun Owners of California, Executive Director, based out of the Northern California area. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, Linda. It's great to be here with you.
Sam, you know, before we get started, I want to also just remind everybody, at 9 o'clock we're having a special program. And in it, as the North State, you know, as a community radio station, we wanted to go just beyond the regular shows. And we want to talk to experts and to talk to our community. And we have a representative of the Shasta County Office of Education who's going to talk about security and programs in the schools. Reading Police Chief Rob Plutty talk about emergency planning and preparedness and what do the police do in situations like this. And then, of course, Dr. Patricia Bay, who will be talking about the, you know, what do you tell your kids, mental health and the mental health facility, you know, places that are available to people and all of the concerns in that area. So it's just something that we want to offer out there to help give people a little bit better idea, a little bit better foundation of what's happening in their schools. So, and then Sam, of course, to give us to come in here and talk about that. The fact is horrible tragedy, and Sam's talking about it, his kids, his grandkids, you know, this, just like Linda and I are. But the fact is that a knee-jerk reaction to just taking everything away shouldn't be done.
You're absolutely right, Carl. And in the hour that we've taken here to discuss this and the time that you're going to take, you can't cover the whole subject matter. So if anybody has questions after our conversation, you can go to our website at www.gunownersca.com, GUNOWNERSCA.com. You can email us, you can call us, all of our contact information. We try to put the latest news up there. I try to have commentary on, and we're going to be following all of the legislation nationally and here in the state, so people can go there as a resource. You can join gun owners and help us in this fight. It's going to be the fight of our lives this year. We're going to have to, this is the closest we've ever been to having to fight to keep our hands on our guns before they become cold dead fingers. So it's going to be an immense fight this year.
I think it will be.
Well, Sam, we've had, two kind of, what's your stance on having the educational system and our teachers, not necessarily that they have to have carry, but that they have combat, they're taught how to be able to say they had to face somebody in this kind of situation before. Many people aren't even aware of what to do.
Linda, you have just, posed a great question. This case in Connecticut has proven that the police cannot be there to protect us or our children. The responsibility for that protection is with us as individuals, with teachers and administrators who are there with them. I would bet anything that we have lots of teachers in America and here in California that would be willing to be trained, to have a concealed weapons permit, to go through extra learning and programming so that they could stand in the gap to protect their kids if something like this happened. We hear heroic things about teachers throwing their bodies across all of their kids huddled in the corner to make sure that bullets don't hit any of them. We hear administrators running down the halls with nothing, not a pencil, nothing, and facing this armed guy. What a heroic effort. What would have happened had the principal come out of the door when she heard the first shots with a gun and surprised this guy and took him down, and all of these kids would have been saved. We don't know what might have happened, but we do know that when you have the ability to fight back, you at least have a chance. So we are going to ask members of the legislature to propose bills that would allow retired police officers or veterans who go through a training program to act as guardians on our school grounds, because our police can't be there all the time. We're going to ask that a program be developed that would allow teachers who choose to and administrators who choose to have a legal concealed weapon on campus and stand in the gap to protect our kids. Those, not a mandatory thing, but those who would choose to take on that responsibility. And I believe that many of our teachers love these kids so much that they're willing to set aside any preconceived notions they might have about guns and take that step to protect them in the most important way, and that's with their lives.
Well, we just got an email from somebody, and I'm going to paraphrase from it, regarding the fact that it was right here in the North State that somebody had gone in to collect something that they needed, and they drove up thinking it was out of school, thinking that it was the main offices, and walked right into another area, a building that was removed from the main building, and walked right into the classroom with these kids. And I was just thinking, you know, I think people are so shook up from what happened that just the very thought of the accessibility was unnerving. The email went on to say that it brought the attention to this person because of the fact of what's happened with the recent tragedies. And I'm thinking, you know, that's something that we're all going to have to start facing here, is that in a kind of gathering or a public situation that where we can have a mad person. So we're going to be covering a lot of these things here in the 9 o'clock hour as well with our chief of police, our psychologist, and one of our leaders.
School administrators.
Yes.
Folks, this isn't the first time that this has happened. We have an example that we should be drawing from in Israel. Those who will remember, terrorists were choosing to kill school kids in their schools in random attacks throughout the country of Israel. And the country came with a national policy and said, okay, we are going to arm teachers and administrators, not all of them, just those who are willing to participate in a program, and they did so in every school in Israel, and the killing stopped. The terrorists stopped. They didn't know who had the guns. They knew that now they did not have a gun-free zone, a target-rich environment to commit their evil, and they stopped doing it. I don't know what they did to increase the security of the school grounds or anything like that, but the one thing they did was they armed those who were willing to be armed, and it ended the practice of killing kids.
Well, there's been that photo that's going around the internet where the school teacher with a long gun is taking her kids through the on a field trip.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we've got to take a break here. Sam Paredes is the executive director of Gun Owners California is our guest, and we're take a break and come right back.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit ReadingHomeHelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this.
It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
I won't back down. No, I won't.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. This is Carl Mendebot. And this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 4,000 happy customers in Shasta and Tehama County. Locally owned, family operated, senior discounts, veterans discounts, and price is competitive. What more could you ask? Shasta Gas Propane, 530-365-3793, 530-365-3793. Our guest, Sam Paredes from Gun Owners of California, is the executive director. We got a couple of minutes left here, Sam. Final thoughts here?
Carl, first of all, under the most horrific of circumstances, we still need to wish everybody a Merry Christmas remind people of the importance of our families and our responsibilities to do everything that we can to keep them safe. We really do need to open our minds and fight for what we know is right now more than ever. And going in the direction that the left is asking us to go in is the wrong way to go. It will create more situations like this. And that's why we have to fight so hard. So, again, if anybody wants any information, they can go to our website at gunownersca.com or Google Gun Owners of California. We'd be happy to provide information and keep everybody up to date. God bless you folks for what you do in getting the word out and speaking truth about freedom to all your listeners. Merry Christmas and a very happy new year to you folks.
Same to you.
Hey, Sam, thank you very much.
And
you know,
family.
Sam, we just try to be an alternative voice out there from some of the things everybody reads and hears. Okay,
Sam,
thanks a lot. Merry Christmas.
Well, coming up in about 4 minutes, we're going to be breaking into a brand new program here. Just it's a special, special program just for today. We appreciate our expert panel that will be here shortly after the news at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, and we're going to be discussing school safety, school programs for emergencies, our police and their emergency preparedness. You know, tomorrow too, Tom Basenko, Sheriff Tom Basenko is our guest, and we're going to kind of follow on and talk to Sheriff Tom Basenko about also the countywide plans. But knowing that he was going to be on tomorrow, that we could spend more time in that with him. But today, Reading Police Chief Rob Pledy and of course, our representative from the Shasta County Office of Education and Dr. Patricia Bay. All of those will be here starting right after the news
this morning at
9 o'clock. And we're going to go with only one commercial break throughout the whole show. Because I want to keep this. Yeah, we're just going to push those commercials away. We'll have one commercial break at the half hour. And the rest of the time we're going to use to spend talking about this. I've already got my engineers are going crazy and producers are going crazy trying to figure this out, but that's just what we're going to do. We believe this is important enough to do this. And this is just the first of many specials or specials that we're going to have on at different aspects that affect our society and our community. We can do this, you know, because it's our station.
We can do this. And I'm sure Dennis Miller would not mind
for this tragedy.
Right. People are looking for answers. They're looking for a voice. They're looking for something that where they can call in. They can be heard. They can write in. They can, we're going to be taking your texts and your emails, and we're going to be taking, of course, the chat pack here at KCNR1460.com Please join us again at the 9 o'clock hour. You've been listening to Shasta Redding and KCNR 1460. Please join us in a few minutes.
We've got another minute here, so we'll just keep going. One of the things, too, about the people we have together here is that, and today in the Record Searchlight, Dr. Patricia Bay has a piece in there about talking to your children. And, of course, Chief Paletti's on once a month, as is Sheriff Pasenko. But I think the new piece we have with the Shasta County Office of Education is to find out that they do have programs and how much they do work at this. So we'll be talking to them in about 5 minutes, right after the news. So stay with us. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. More parents are burying children today in Newtown, Connecticut, as the grieving continues from Friday's massacre. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley, live in Newtown.
A funeral just beginning at St. Rose of Lima Catholic Church for 6-year-old Jessica Ricos. Her parents, Rich and Krista Ricos, put out a statement describing her as a creative, beautiful little girl who loved horses and playing with her little brothers, saying they cannot imagine life without her. 6-year-old James Mattioli was eulogized in a funeral at the same church just before Jessica. James's parents wrote in his obituary that he wanted to grow big enough to be able to order a foot-long sandwich at Subway and sing on stage. Lisa?
Thanks, Courtney. It is the first day back to school in Newtown, except for Sandy Hook Elementary. A school in neighboring Monroe is being readied for those students, but no return date for them has been set. If there's no fiscal cliff deal, the House Speaker has a backup plan.